Comedian George Carlin once said, "May the forces of evil become confused on the way to your house." But what if the evil starts within your most trusted organization, your home, your family?
It was a stunning case that ultimately revealed the secretly perverse lifestyle Wesson had forced his family to lead.
And they're so desperate to keep their sins under wraps, they've created a cover-up they'd kill for.
One verse that said, if you don't like him, kill him. I really wish I could find it.
That starts in our Holy of Holies, Boys Town, Nebraska, one of the most respected institutions in the United States.
When religion becomes organized crime, you've got a group so sinister that the devil wants to join.
A man that turned into a snake before my eyes and 2,000 people saw it.
Spreads out like a spider web to Washington, D.C., right up to the steps of the nation's capital, the steps of the White House, involves some of the most respected and powerful and richest businessmen in this United States of America.
It was more like an organized crime family. I'm still very, very scared about that.
You were afraid that they were going to hunt you down.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in power to be powerful. Hey, you only need a few people to believe in you, to destroy generations of lives. Hell, you only need your family to believe in you.
And the centerpiece of the entire web is the use of children for sex and drug dealing and drug couriers.
In season 3 of Seven Deadly Sinners, we're covering cases so dark, so corrupt, that I'm honestly a little bit scared.
You can't be a Christian and shut me off right now when I'm talking about giving to the Lord's work.